K-pop fans, stans, and everything in between. I'm not Daniel. I don't know if that was obvious or not. I'm Melissa. I know a little bit, I guess, about K-pop compared to my fellow co-host today.
It's derailing, but yes. Hello, I am Dominique.
Did you expect anything else?
This is fine. So Daniel and Jamie aren't dead. They're just not joining us for the first episode of this year because they're busy with real life.
This is why you weren't allowed to do the intro in the first place, because you tried to kill them off.
No, it would have just been Daniel.
So,
well, yeah. he wouldn't have been killed off. I would have just said he's back in his weird cave.
He probably is in his weird cave, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because.
Okay, anyway. Podcast.
Right. Yeah. So, we're back and better than ever.
Are we better than ever?
I don't. That's questionable. We're in 2022 now. Yeah, we got through 2021 somehow. Yeah, the world is burning. I have a concert in a week. It's probably going to have passed by the time you guys ever hear this. And we're here to talk about our favorite songs, or at least songs that we recommend from 2021.
Yes. So because we're missing our co-host, namely Jamie, we decided to just kind of go through the entire years of official kind of quote unquote official releases and just pick out songs
that we think you should listen to.
Yeah, so we did have some guidelines here. So the song had to be had to be mostly in Korean. So unfortunately for a lot of the BTS, Blackpink fans, or even Monsta X, we did have to cut out their all English songs, or their mostly English songs.
Japanese releases didn't count. Chinese releases didn't count.
So Bummer. But because we wanted to kind of restrict it down, it would have taken too long to do everything.
Even then, our list is still fairly long.
Yeah. So. We also had in a restriction that it had to have some kind of official video, even if it's not from the company itself. And the full song had to be featured on that video.
Which was also a bummer for me.
Yeah, so there are rules.
That being said, we do have some honorable mentions that will cover some of those that didn't fit our, you know, main criteria.
Yes, so. But also, if we flout the rules here and there, well, this is our list, not yours. Sorry.
We're not perfect.
We tried
as much as we could. It took us a little bit to get through every song, basically, from the year.
But also, of course, personal bias always plays a wreck in this, so if for some reason your favorite song didn't make it, it's no offense, it's just all the songs we thought either had a really big impact overall in the community, quote-unquote community, or if it was just a song that we personally really liked and think that other people should listen to. This is just us shilling our faves.
Or just songs anyway. That we think need, you know, should get a lot of recognition.
Yes, moving on, anyway. We're burning daylight time. Podcast minutes.
It's already dark outside. What are you talking about? Go ahead. Why don't you start? Because the first one on the list is something from you anyways.
So it's going to be generically in time order. It might not be. Again, it was kind of like a hectic scramble to get this together. I didn't tell you that, though. January 2021. My first recommended song, this is my own personal recommendation, was Eyes Like Snow by Tara Subin. It's a good song. You should listen to it. It's a pretty ballad-like song.
Probably a lot of these we won't be able to give, a lot of details on. I will just go ahead and add on the little bit of, the snippet that I've heard from when we were kind of going through. It did actually sound really good. So.
I really like Tara Subin. She's a great vocalist. Highly recommend. Next. I kind of think we're remiss if we don't mention it, because it was kind of the last time we saw them as a full group. But Hua by G-Idol. This song stood out because it was one of those songs where it was all Korean with no English lyrics.
Which I think is really interesting to still see, like, or actually to see kind of come up these days. So,
mm-hmm.
And the song itself is just kind of like grade A, you must listen.
Yes. From there, this next one would have been a Jamie pick should she have been here.
Definitely, definitely is a Jamie pick. She'll listen to this later and be like, no, you guys nailed it.
This was Based on a True Story by Epic High featuring Hayes.
I know it's a song that she has shown me before, and I think I just sat there going, who hurt Tablo?
A lot of people hurt Tablo. From there, Melissa, your pick?
Yeah, this was definitely a me pick, and I know my friends down in Brazil would definitely agree. And this is Thank You from Yuno. TVXQ, and it's just a very catchy song, and the video itself is actually very entertaining to watch.
So we're not rushing through this. This episode might have been split into two parts, FYI, for the listeners that are listening to this episode right now. Just as a heads up. Anyway, from there, we have just IU. We took this one out. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the
I would say, no, just go ahead, leave it in there, and I will just go ahead and say, we were going through this, and Dom, the entire time, was just going, yes, all the IU. That was literally just verbatim what she kept saying, was just all the IU.
Wait, I'm not wrong.
I can't remember, when we did the IU deep dive, was this one that we covered?
I think we had mentioned it.
I think we mentioned it because I think Down the Line is the one that we use.
Yes, because we had to reference them, essentially.
Yeah, because I think we used Lilac.
Yeah.
For
essentially, the last three for January were just kind of me going, yes.
yes, yes, and yes. Because the next one is, I think, kind of consensus for all of us anyways. Yeah. So.
Dreamcatcher! Give them a win already!
They should have gotten a win already, and I don't know why they haven't. But this one being the last of their Tree of Language series.
Yes.
Very good song in general. Very catchy. Continues their rock vibe. They look very good, and Dom will definitely not argue that.
Oh, that's hey. We never said the name of the song. So the next song, we kind of came across it by chance. I surprisingly liked it. I'll be honest, like, it's not in the style that I usually like, but they're not a group that I typically listen to, so I wouldn't have really discovered their song.
Because I think this is one of those ones that, like, we were watching a random video of, like, save one, drop one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just out of, like, boredom. And this one came up, and we were just staring at this music video. By the way, the song is called Burn It by Golden Child.
We're so good at this, guys.
This is what happens when you put me and Dom together, and we just go. But we were, like, watching this video, and we're like, it's like the zombie apocalypse kind of scene. And we're just like, what is going on in this music video?
Yeah,
and then we just go out of curiosity. We turn it on, and it's just like, shit, this is actually kind of good.
Well, like, I think it took a couple listens to really get into it. But, like, definitely the MV definitely caught me first.
Yeah, it was, the MV definitely, I think, catches you first and, like, gets you kind of curious. Because, like, you see a small snippet of zombies attacking them through a window. And then, like, we went and watched it and it's just like, no, the song's actually really good.
Why? I think we were in a zombie kick or something then. So we were just like, yeah, why not? Let's just, like, watch it.
I don't remember. I don't even know at what point in the year we actually, like, watched and listened to this song.
I don't know. Time has blended together.
Yeah. Considering you keep saying, oh, like, all the IU songs feel like they're very new.
Leave me alone. Okay.
Heading towards the end of January time into February, I guess.
Yeah, so moving on to the next couple months, I think we have to mention them. Like, Purple Kiss, their pre-debut songs, especially the one we chose, like, really hit me. Can We Talk Again? Like, I've said this before, me and Jamie both have said this before, and, like, it's really no offense meant, it's just a personal, like, personal choice opinion. And a personal opinion, but like fourth gen, it's so performance heavy that like I feel like we really lack in vocalists. So when Purple Kiss came out with Can We Talk Again, I was just like, oh my god, there's actual vocalists.
Like, I mean, I think you guys had like high hopes in the first place because it's like, yeah, because they're RBW.
Yeah, they're Mama Mia's little sister group. And I knew one of the members from Produce Series was a good vocalist, so.
Yeah, so going into it, it was just, like, definitely high hopes, and then that kind of came out. And it's just like, no, like, they definitely have something going for them.
In the words of Jamie, we are vocal snobs, okay? Just the snobbiest of snobs in terms of vocals. I think, like, something that I have to mention here is one of, like, the old first-gen groups came back with a song, Shek's Kiss, the Don't Look Back song. So I feel like I have to mention it and kind of be like, hey, like, if you guys have time or if you guys are bored, just maybe go check it out.
Or look them up. I think there was a common trend of, like, a lot of, like, old, like, first- and second-gen groups were, like, really coming back for some reason within the last year.
It was great. So.
Like, seeing something like that kind of pop up is definitely out there.
I definitely wasn't expecting them to come back. That'll be for sure. Okay, from there, it's pretty much a mutual song. Like, all three of us agreed with it. All three of us would agree with this song. I'll let Melissa say it.
Which one? Paranoia? From Come Daniel?
Yeah.
It was a really good song. It's very catchy.
I also liked like what when he was saying exactly what those song lyrics meant to him. That was really nice too.
So it definitely is a good song to kind of, you know, keep up to date on.
Yeah. From there, if we don't mention this, Jamie might actually throttle us.
I think the next two Jamie would throttle us for.
Yeah. The next two are basically just Jamie's choices. So that's Encore by GOT7. Because, you know, reasons, guys. We all know those reasons.
do they know those reasons? I kind of hope and expect.
If you've been in K-pop for at least even a year, I would hope you know these reasons.
It was pretty big news. So even like new people in K-pop, I'm sure, know what happened with GOT7. So
yeah, they pulled a Shinhwa. Anyway,
go listen to that deep dive.
Yeah, and then from there, it's IM's Goddamn. And I think that's another one that all three of us really agreed on.
And if you aren't aware, IM is one of the rappers from Monsta X. And it was one of his solo songs. I don't remember.
Please go check it out.
Was it his first?
I think it was his first. Yeah, it did really well.
It's really good.
Yeah, it did really well.
So moving towards, you know, the latter half of the first part of the year.
Yep.
You got, definitely another, you know, all of us will agree on this one being Don't Call Me from SHINee.
Yeah, so you'll notice a common trend is like most of these songs, at least like two of us have agreed upon kind of thing. Most. There's a few outliers, but most.
So I think this one's a big thing to kind of note, though, just because it was their first comeback after three of the members came back from the military and before the fourth member had to go.
Yeah. So Don't Call Me was a good song.
And honestly,
I preferred it over Atlantis, so that's why Don't Call Me made it.
Atlantis. And if you have never seen anything with SHINee, it's a good song to listen to. And they're crazy when it comes to performances, because we saw that during their online concert.
Okay, from there, we'd be really remiss if we didn't mention this whole, like, it was kind of like the K-pop TikTok trend, and that was just Wonho's Lose when he came out with it, and it was just a bunch of guys going, holy shit, I am not that buff.
Wonho being a former member of Monsta X.
Yes.
Had his solo debut for that. At least I think it was his solo debut. Please don't at me if I'm wrong on that.
I mean, we could just Google it.
I
check yourself.
I will go do it. You continue talking then.
Yeah, well, so while she's doing that, another top contender for... Actually, the next three songs are pretty much, like, all three of us would kind of be like, yeah, that was good. That was, mwah, great. So, first one is Super Junior's House Party. You know, it really related with the times, and it was a good song.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. Okay.
Yeah, his solo debut was Losing You.
This is why we fact-checked, guys. And then from there, there was Jessie's What Type of X and Purple Kiss's official debut with Ponzona. So the reason why we didn't really pick, was it the Heart Skip a Beat or something like that? I think I just preferred the more vocal style songs, and then performance-wise, I think Ponzona just won out for me.
Ponzona is just a really good debut song, so...
Yeah.
It's definitely a strong kickoff for them, outside of, you know, their pre-debut stuff.
Yeah. The next song that we actually chose stuck out to us because it sounded like an Ava Max song, and it kind of just finally got our attention. And kind of had us pay attention a little bit more to this group, which is why it ended up on this list. Because anything like that is a good way to, like, kind of gateway into things. And that was After School by Weekly. Only for it to slightly offend us when we found out that they weren't actually all named after the days of the week.
Jamie's very offended by that, so...
it's a missed opportunity, let's be real, guys.
It really is, just because it's, like... You would think that's like, okay, all of your, like, if you have seven members, it's like, you should be named after the days of the week.
It just kind of felt like a missed opportunity, but hey, to each their own.
It's a good song, though. It's very catchy.
I mean, like I said, it just very much reminded me of that Ava Max song.
It really does. The beat is, like, exactly what I picture with that, so.
Yeah. From there, let's move on to the next one. And the next one is just More IU with Lilac and Coin.
And Jamie will definitely be on board for those.
Just all the IU, guys. All the IU. I cannot say it enough.
Basically, just look up any IU song in 2021 and it'll have their, like, stamp of approval.
For the most part, yeah. Or you could just go listen to our deep dive.
That too.
Yeah, that's that though.
So...
Yeah, that's out.
Continuing on.
The next one
is definitely, I think, more mine and Jamie's.
Yes,
choice.
I had nothing to do with this.
You don't argue it either. But
it was just okay for me.
It's one from Astro, and it was a very good song.
And all I know is Jamie had me pick an album for her, and she got her favorite.
Yeah, she did.
I am just used for my luck, guys.
Yeah, I do it too. I'm not going to argue.
Just used.
Continuing, the next is Like Water from Wendy from Red Velvet.
Melissa joked about not putting it on, so I almost threw a remote at her. I'll be completely honest. I almost threw a remote at her.
So the song came up. I'm in the middle of, like, writing it down because I'm, like, taking notes of all the songs that we wanted to talk about. And, like... Immediately, like, when it came up, she looked at me and saw me typing. And then I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't put it on. And she lifts up the remote. And I'm just like, I can't say that with a straight face. You know this.
She still almost got a remote checked at her.
A few times.
A few times, yes. From there, mine and Jamie's, like, peak choice of Wii and solos was Watercolor. Because, yes.
that album pained Dom to open. Actually, yeah. I think it pained both of you to open.
Because it wouldn't open. I tried so many times. There's a video of it on YouTube.
I was also pained watching you, to be fair, so I'm not gonna say anything. Anything else that you'd like to say about Watercolor?
No, just yes.
Okay, after that is Drunk Dazed by N-Hyphen.
That's just your choice.
Yeah, it really was just my choice, and I think it's just because it really is earwormy for me, and it kind of just takes me back to, like, their debut song, because their debut song for me was also really good. And then, like, intermixed from there is, like, songs that are just kind of okay. But this one just is very catchy to me, and I always am the type that I just kind of dance along to it.
You dance along to a lot of things.
It's fine. You want to do the next one?
Yes. We've reached May. We'll go up to June, and then come back for part two after that. So, May. My choice, and probably Jamie will agree, is Life is a Bee by BB. Because yes. That is just my reason. Just yes.
What?
But BB had a good year.
What is your answer?
BB had a really good year, okay? Like, BB between really all the featurings that she did, and then just the general, like, I think she was already pretty popular, but I think she really took off last year.
She really did. I don't argue that.
Like, end of 2020 with that Knowing Bro song that she did with Heecher, and... Man, I forgot the front singer for Buzz. I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. Kyung Min-hyun? I think so. Min-hyun? Okay. I'm sorry. I just... My mind blanked. It was BB, so my mind just went BB.
BB and Heecher.
There's another person there. Oh, and Din Din, I guess. Anyway. But yeah, BB had a really good year. Like, it would feel wrong if we made this list without including BB at least once.
It was Min Kyung-hoon?
Yeah. The front man for Buzz. He's the front man for Buzz. That's how I know him. Also, he chose weird singing partner that they made really gay. But it's Heecher, so it always happens.
And then just ATs in the background.
Yeah. From there is the next song, and our queen, Ailee, came back with Make Up Your Mind, and that had to end up on this list, because of course.
Because Ailee?
I told you guys, we're such vocal snobs. Like, me and Jamie are such vocal snobs.
This is a good song, though, because I know Jamie has also shown me this one, and I will not disagree with it, so.
And then we reach the brainwashing.
Okay, there's background about this. So the song itself is Hot Sauce from NCT Dream.
And of course,
me being me, I have to include this because I am an NCT snob. Or just a slut.
Brainwashing!
So the entire time, the way that the chorus sounds, it sounds like they are brainwashing.
God.
So Jamie and Dom will just always sit there and it's just like, oh, it's the brainwashing song.
It is.
It's fine. Everything is fine.
Okay,
it's
anyway.
It's a good song, okay? It's very catchy, and it's the first time that they've come back, like, for an album as the seven members.
Yeah. Anyway. The next song, I think this is more like Jamie's choice with like you additionally added on. Kind of.
Yeah, I think more along the lines of this would be a Jamie choice for sure.
Yeah, and that was Black Mirror by Wonus. Yeah, you typed it wrong. But she wrote Back Mirror, guys. It's weird. But Black Mirror by Wonus. She actually bought the album. Like, I think it was the first time she actually was like, yeah, sure.
It was a pretty decent song.
Yeah.
Like, weird. Like, it's weird at the same time it's catchy to me.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not against it by any means.
Of, like, all the Wonus songs, I guess it was the best one for me personally, too. So,
it's
I was just like,
that,
yeah, sure.
It's honestly between that and then Luna later in the year for them.
Weirdly, I like their intro more.
Yeah, their intro song for that album was definitely good. But I think, like, title track-wise of what they had throughout the year, it's definitely Black Mirror.
Yeah. The next one was solely my choice. And that was Easy by Cosmic Girls the Black, or WJSN the Black.
Which is just a subunit of that group.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just caught me. It's really all I can say. Like, there wasn't any specific thing. Maybe Suits. Women in Suits always are a pretty easy way to get me.
It was a catchy song, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll give it that. Probably not as catchy as the next one.
So this one, I think, even if we didn't like it, we would have had to include it no matter what. And that because was Next Level by Essa.
Because it became such a big trend.
It became a trend and a kind of like almost a meme in K-pop kind of thing. So like it just ended up like, and they still use it now too. It's just like on the Next Level, and they referenced it in the Got the Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the dances and stuff, and I think a lyric too.
Yeah, I think they also did it in Giant Pink's song.
Yeah, Giant Pink did it too.
But it became such a big phenomenon, like, everyone knew it.
Yeah. So. That happens a lot with a lot of those things. So from there, this was actually one of my choices, because I thought we do need to have a little bit more diverse instead of just flat out just doing all of our favorites kind of thing, because that's... I want it to be as, like, level as possible, but of course there's always going to be a lot of bias. But of Promise 9's, all of their comebacks within that year, because they did have a few. We'll see if Pletus keeps that up, but from all of those, We Go, I think, stood out the most to me, because I think that was the song that I was just like, ah, this is a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of just, like, catching me with the chorus.
Yeah, I don't argue with that.
It was either that or Talk Talk, but Talk Talk, I think, just fell a little short compared to We Go.
We Go is definitely, I think, the more, like, pleasing song to listen to overall versus Talk Talk.
From there, of course, we put in Advice from Taemin. It was his last song before he went off to military. But also, I just don't look at him. I just listen to the song. What? Don't look at the man!
It was very strange, and him wearing, like, a sports bra under his shirt.
Okay, just Taemin as an existence, watching him actually perform, it's just so extra and so much. I'm just like, I can't look at you. Your songs are wonderful, but I can't look at you. You're too much.
or just, like, watch him dance. Don't look at what he's wearing.
That's impossible.
I know.
That's literally impossible.
I'm just going to go on to the next one, and this is definitely something, I think it's mostly just me.
Yeah, it's mostly just you.
Because I like this song, and that's First from Everglow. Because I think it's very catchy, at least compared to their other song that they had, come out later in the year.
To be perfectly honest, Pirate disappointed me. It was weird and jarring for me, personally.
First is, I think, a lot better than Pirate was. Like, First is probably one of my favorite songs that Everglow has come out with.
Yeah.
So, like, it's probably the go-to song that I would have for them.
Okay. That's
fine. They need to stop having more than just a mini album, though. They need a full album at this point.
Are you just quoting our friend?
That's more than four songs.
Are you just quoting our friend?
Yeah. I mean, it's not wrong, though. But moving on.
So we've hit June. And the first song right off the bat we're going to mention is Joy's Hello.
It's a very upbeat and, like, going into summer song is just really nice.
Yeah. Like, it was very, like, it gets mentioned a lot, but Joy's, like, vocally, like, very refreshing. So she really has a good voice fit for, like, summertime kind of thing. And I really liked the fact that her entire album was essentially taking old songs and giving them new life and getting people interested in maybe checking out the originals, too, because I always appreciate that kind of stuff. From there, we have the Thirsty Song Trap that is Jamie and Melissa's pick.
Yep, and that would be Gambler from Monsta X. That entire album's really good, though. You should go listen to it.
You mean all of their sex songs?
Yes. Just even the aesthetic for that album was really nice, though. So I won't argue on that. And I think that was the last song that came out before Shoni went to military.
I mean, they had the Universe song after that.
That's true, but album-wise, this was the last thing that came out.
Technically, even though he's in the... Isn't he in one of the albums weirdly, but he's not actually there?
The card was part of their English album that released in December.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Anyway, we're getting distracted.
And we're coming up on time, probably, but...
Yeah, we really are, so... We're gonna kind of speed run the last of these. The next one is pretty much just solely my choice because Junie was a new artist I had discovered this year, and I really enjoyed Inside. That's a good song. Go check it out. From there, of course, we have to include EXO, Don't Fight the Feeling. We would have included more like BTS stuff, but they pretty much released all English stuff, so mostly, or like just foreign languages outside of mostly being Korean. So unfortunately, we couldn't really include or mention them. There is one in honorable mentions that you should probably check out next episode. But yeah, we got a 2 second, 5 second long feature of Lay, finally. Just CGI'd into the MV.
His little dance break, basically.
Yeah, his little moment of fame.
His leg is still in China.
Yeah. And then next one's pretty much Jamie's choice, and that was Ribbon by Bam Bam. It was a good song, actually. Like, I didn't expect to like it as much as I ended up liking it, I think.
Upbeat song, so.
Yeah. And then just Melissa and Jamie's joy of One We being drowned by their own company.
And the song is called Rain to Be. The song itself is actually very good. And I don't know if that's just because I'm, at least, like, that's the style that I like from, you know, a K-band. But it's basically them standing, instruments. It's basically them in an empty pool, it is raining, and the pool's just filling up with water, and they're just continuing to play. And the entire time we're watching it, just going, they're just basically drowning them. And we watched the behind-the-scenes video, and they were basically just drowning them.
The entire time, I was just thinking, those poor instruments.
It's a good song, though. You really should listen to it. And I think One We really needs, like, more love.
Exposure.
Yeah, they do need more exposure in general, too.
And then from there, Yugyeom's song, All Your Fall, after he's joined AOMG, that was a good song.
Yeah, it really was.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, from there, we'll wrap up there. And then
we're halfway through the year!
Episode. Yeah!
Woo!
We'll finish the year next episode. Please come back and listen to it. Come judge us for our choices.
Until then, please join our Discord and follow us on Twitter. I don't know what else I need to say.
My Twitter is at thusTheRaven. Yours is
at Subject Despair.
Daniel's is what I think he changed it. It's like Daniel. Yeah,
it's changed. I'm also just trying to look at our.
Danyan Senpai, I believe.
Yeah.
Please go check out his new PNG tuber. And what's Jamie's? What's Jamie's?
Violet Dreadly.
Yes.
And in the podcast one of you know, you can check out us and then any other shows that are on our network at NGP Productions.
Yes. There's links on all of our stuff.
Yeah. There's a link tree in the bio. Please give this a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to us. And I'm sorry.
Spotify has that now. Bye. This is fine, right?
Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
They should never let us do this together.
No, they shouldn't.